And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right. It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for tuning in. If you missed the first hour of the program, you can, of course, get it on radio4all.net or you can podcast on iTunes. Brian and I counting down now the top 10 albums, as you heard, charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What would you find if you went to the website, you ask? Well, Brian will let you know.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you have no idea. Okay, well, I'll talk.
I've never heard of this website before. What are you talking
You're
about?
You're a jokester. You know exactly what they'll find. You're staring at it right now.
Yes, indeed. You can find the National Campus and Community Radio Report at that website every single week on late Tuesday evening. This week, we're counting down the national top 50 for the week ending Tuesday, December 9th, 2014, bringing you the top 20 albums of the week, and in this hour, bringing you the top 10. Who's at number one? You'll have to wait and find out. You can also find top 30 albums from over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week on that website, including many of our fine airing partners. And thanks so much for them to syndicating the program. You can also find specialty charts for electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud folk roots and blues, loads of interviews, reviews, and so much more. Go check it out, earshot-online.com. Make it your homepage.
And we are online as well. If you want to make that your homepage, you could also make us your homepage or Facebook. Just do it. Facebook.com/earshot20. And every time you open it, you'll go, oh, there's more new information coming out. Because we like to do contests and we like to do basically contests. But
you could get an Earshot 20 tattoo.
And yeah.
And I'll give you free Earshot 20 episodes for the rest of the year.
However long this continues.
At least till next week.
For the rest of the year, because there's only two episodes left.
They don't need to know. No, that was the secret. Oh, that was our secret.
Whoops. Oh, man. And then what happens if something goes down next week and we can't produce one? Then we haven't followed through on our promise.
Well, then someone has a silly tattoo.
That's true. Facebook.com/earshot20 is our home on Facebook, at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter, earshot20@gmail.com. Our email, all are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to contact us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. Well, we have 10 albums to get through in this hour of the program. Jen Grant is going to be on the show as well. Stephen Harlick joins us again, and Brian has the lowdown. And Brian, is there a lot of movement in the top 10 this week?
Yeah, there actually is. We're going to start off with a new EP re-entering our program after falling off a couple of weeks ago. Not much sitting still. Our top two are sitting still again this week, but there's definitely some strong challengers coming up towards the top. And near the end of the show, when we let you know who our number one is, there's also some interesting developments there along the lines of some records that are potentially on the horizon to be decided in the next couple of weeks. So we'll let you know all about that in about 50 minutes time.
All right, let's kick it off and start it with number 10 this week.
It's Century Palm on Mammoth Cave, and their self-titled EP is back into the show. It was at number 23 last week and number 10 this week. As Anthony just mentioned, you're going to hear a track called New Creation. You're also going to hear Even the Darkness Has Arms by the Barr Brothers. At number 9, up for number 13, is their latest Sleeping Operator. And switching hours of the program this week is Elliot Brood, at number 11 last week, at number 8 this week, from Work and Love on Paperbag Records. You're going to hear Little Ones.
Here is Century Palm, New Creation, your number 10 this week. Stick around, it's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Holding my breath when the tightrope walker slipped into the moon glow, saying all my children follow me, maybe it's time to go. You can be chrome when you're wise, you can be wise when you're blue, maybe if I had, then I had for you. Bribing the jury to keep me in jail, singing tea for the tiller man, and although I lie fantastically, I swore an oath in my history, it's a miracle I can see. You can be wrong when you're right, even when you're right on cue. And if I die tonight, then I die for you. Call him a Moses, call me son, great grandson or grandson, great uncles, aunts, and relatives to judge what I have done. Gonna make it right by you, even if it's all I do. And if it's all I do, then I do for you. Step chaotically, hurts no one but me. Even the darkness has armor, but they ain't got you. Baby, I have it, and I have you too. And I lied in the window to pass the night through. Maybe so uncertain, what can I do? Keeping it on, keeping it on. And I know I like it, but what does that prove? Someone's over it.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
So fast. You should all stay little ones. We should all stay little ones.
That was Little Ones by Elliot Brood at number 8 this week, up a couple of spots from number 11 is their latest work and love. The Bar Brothers at number 9, up from number 13, Sleeping Operator. And you heard a track called Even the Darkness Has Arms. And starting off our first trio in the second hour and a trio of risers is number 10, up from number 23, Century Palm, from their debut EP, a track called New Creation.
It's Earshot 20. We're now counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We're taking a break from that right now to catch up with Halifax-based folk singer-songwriter Jen Grant. She released her fifth album, Compostela, and she's here to chat about it with us. And Jen, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hello, thank you for having me.
No problem at all. I want to chat a little bit about recording. This is your third time working with Daniel Ledwell, who is not only a producer, but is also your husband. And he worked with you on this, and he's worked with you on a couple other albums as well. What's it like to work with him and that dynamic?
Well, I'm very lucky. He's a very creative, very hardworking guy. And so I'm drawn to work with Danny because he's such a unique producer. He's really great at finding sounds, and we're just in the studio right now working on our duo show kind of thing. So he's just making all kinds of noises.
and exciting for him as well to be the 2014 ECMA Producer of the Year. So it's got to be great to be able to work with someone like that to produce the really great music that you put out.
Yeah, it's a good we have good chemistry.
And talk a little bit about collaborations too, because you do a lot of collaborating on your albums. And how do you choose who you're going to work with? Is there a process, or do you just find that it comes to you that this particular song would sound really good if this person was on it?
I think the first person that I thought of was Sarah Heimer, and then just listening to the song Trailer Park one night, it was late and we'd been working all day, and I could just hear her voice on it, and it's always just kind of been like that. And the songs were just kind of, you know, speak to me, I guess, in that way. So so luckily the star-studded community in Canada of musicians is also very, very kind and, you know, accepted, you know, my ask of them. So I was, I'm really fortunate to have so many great people on there.
And who are some of the most fun people to write and work with? I don't want to put you on the spot because I don't want you to say one, not the other, but even in your past, who have you worked with that's just been really fun to work with in terms of writing and recording?
I've always really loved writing with Buck 65. We've done we've got a handful of songs now, and there's a lot of freedom in that because it's a very sort of, like I do that sort of in solitude, you know, so, and he just kind of will create something like a landscape for me to add things on top of. So it's a great way to explore new ways of writing and new ways of coming up with new sounds and lyrics and melodies. And so that's been a fun thing.
And Compostela is a unique title. Is there a story behind the title? Is there a reason that you chose that title for this particular album?
Compostela translates to Field of Stars or Starfield, and it's based on the legend of the pilgrims that walk the El Camino in Spain, and that when they walk along the Camino, that the dust they kick up with their heels goes up into the sky and creates the Milky Way. And I just thought that was a really beautiful idea. And when I was in Spain for a while and learned about that when I was there, and just kind of borrowed from that idea.
Well, you can check out more about Jen Grant at on the internet, jengrant.com, and all of her social media as well. Check it out, and you're going to hear a little bit from the album right now. We're going to play it, and Jen, we wish you the best of luck with this album and your future works.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
No problem. You're going to hear a track right now from Compostela. Stick around. There's more on the way, including more of the charts on the Earshot 20.
I laid you down in the city. Newfound station, the Wonder Lake, our home. We go down to the water and sit on the rocks, where the loons and the beavers and buttercups all go. They come and go. Oh, oh, oh. Eagle fly, hummingbird, get your view of this world. Eagle fly, hummingbird, sweet blue sky. Eagle fly, hummingbird, get your view of this world. Eagle fly, hummingbird, sweet blue sky. I stayed one more year than I could have known. I left your heart
to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Thank you.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 6.
Yeah.
That was Hey Rosetta with a track called Promise from their new album Second Sight at number 16, all the way up from number 19. For that, you heard Before Life by Electric Youth. Their latest album, Inner World, is at number 7, up from number 15. And we also heard an extra from Jen Grant this week from her new record, her fifth, Compostela. You heard Hummingbird.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. We're now counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And if you've been an avid listener of the show, you know that. You also know that every once in a while, we take a break from the charts and we chat with some folks on the phone. Stephen Karlick being one of those individuals. He is the senior editor at Exclaim Magazine. A friend of ours here brings us music news, and we're continuing that music news in this hour of the program. And starting things off with a story about Pussy Riot.
Yes, the band, of course, has been very busy this year. They've sued the Russian government. They've appeared in House of Cards. And they've started their own news organization. You can read about all of that at Exclaim.ca. But the members, Nadezhda Tolokonikova and Maria Alokhinya, have kept plenty busy. And so it doesn't end there. They've also started working on new material with members of La Tigra. In a new issue of NME, Tolokonikova revealed that Pussy Riot have been working on new material with the band, as well as Men member J.D. Sampson. While they've certainly collaborated on a handful of tracks, Tolokonikova specified that they're not working on a full-length album. Quote, maybe at some point in the future we will do an album, but right now we want to make videos, she said. That could, I mean, this is my own conjecture here, but that could be spurred by just the extent to which YouTube is available to everyone and is a cheaper method of getting your music out there. You can see at exclaim.ca the Pussy Riot members in the studio with J.D. Sampson. It's also on their Instagram account, so some cool news from that band, who musically have been fairly quiet, though they've been on the world stage politically, so something to look for there.
Yeah, they've had a lot going on with them. It would be nice, or it's going to be nice for fans to see some stuff come out from them relatively soon. We'll move on, and another story that you want to tell us about, pretty interesting. YouTube names its most viewed music videos of 2014.
Yes, so Taylor Swift might have turned heads with her huge album sales, but when it came to YouTube videos, apparently Katy Perry was the most viewed. Her Juicy J featuring video for Dark Horse was apparently the most viewed music video of 2014 on YouTube. Since it was released in February, the song racked up more than 716 million views. With its surreal, futuristically Egypt-themed vocals, which is way more than 588 million for Enrique Iglesias, who apparently still has that kind of star power, for his song Bailando, which came in second on the annual list. Also in the top five were two clips from Shakira, one from Jason Derulo. In the top 10 were Iggy Azalea, Sia, Taylor Swift, Meghan Trainor, and Nicki Minaj. YouTube also released a Canada-specific music video list, which was, of course, different, less globally. You'll notice that, I mean, Enrique Iglesias and Shakira both have a huge global fan base. In Canada, it was Katy Perry in first, with Nicki Minaj, Meghan Trainor, Taylor Swift, and the Chainsmokers rounding out the top five. Sadly, the Canadian list did not include any homegrown artists, but maybe Bieber or Drake could help that out in 2015. In case you're wondering, YouTube also posted its list of the top non-musical videos, number one of which was Mutant Giant Spider Dog.
All right.
So you guys can Google that at home and see what the most viewed YouTube video of 2014 was. And if you're so inclined, you could rewatch Katy Perry's video.
Yeah, it's all of it is, it's no surprise to me, except for the Mutant Giant Spider Dog. The word spider horrifies me, so I wouldn't watch it, just on principle.
But if you're a fan of dogs, then you're really at odds there.
I know. It's so conflicting. All right. We have one more story to bring you before Stephen gives you his song pick of the week. And because they go hand in hand, I will turn it over to you, Stephen. Thank you very much for joining us on the program. We're going to give you a story about Sleater-Kinney.
Yes. The beloved band have expanded their North American tour plans to include Canada. The band will, of course, release their new album, their first in a decade, called No Cities to Love, at the beginning of 2015, and the reunited trio are meeting demand by expanding their North American tour. They already had some U.S. and European shows planned for February and March, and now they've got a Toronto date on the leg on March 2nd, as well as a Vancouver stop on May 6th. there are plenty more U.S. dates as well, and I think we can expect that there will be more filling in the blanks. So hopefully, I mean, Montreal might be lucky enough to get one. I'm not sure about other cities in Canada. But who knows? The band is back, and they might be doing a mega tour. So this is your chance to see the band in case you became a fan in the 10 years since they released their last LP, The Woods, which is probable because their star has risen incredibly over those last few years. On January 20th, the band will drop No Cities to Love. That record's going to be excellent. And so my song pick of the week is a new song from the album called Surface Envy, all full of winding guitar leads. They're typically amazing guitar parts, as well as Corinne Tucker's excellent wail. The song is Surface Envy. You're hearing it right now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
down by the way things started, but I should really give it up sometime. And I should really give it up sometime. No reprieve for the brokenhearted. Yeah, I should really give it up sometime. Forever, but I should really give it up sometime. And I should really give it up sometime. All I wanted was to love you better, but I should really give it up sometime.
That's why I eat jello. It's good for the stomach.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Ariel Pink with Jello from the new record Pom Pom at number 4 for number 6. And Sitting Still number 5 was TV on the Radio with the track from the album Seeds. You heard Quartz.
And in before that, we heard from Stephen Karlick. Thanks very much to Stephen for joining us. It's his last appearance on the Earshot 20 before the new year. We'll be talking with James Keese next week. So thank you very much to Stephen for all of his great contributions for the year of 2014. And we'll see what happens and what makes music news next week. And then in 2015, I'm sure there'll be all kinds of stuff. We've been talking about it even leading up into the new year. There's been lots of great stuff coming out as well. All right, we are almost done the top 20 here, and almost done the top 10, in fact, in this hour. But we're going to take a break from that right now and cut to a segment that we do every week. Gives you some insight as to what is charting below the top 20. And normally we say that these albums might have an opportunity to make it into the top 20, but where we only have a couple weeks left before the new year, they may not make it into the top 20 until the new year. But that being said, there's still some chance, and we call this segment
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
7 debuts this week below the top 20. We kick off the Lowdown this week at number 49 with Give My Love to London, the 20th album from veteran English singer-songwriter Marianne Faithfull. Anthony, if you start right now, you could get 20 records done. You better get started.
If I started recording?
I feel like you need to start right now. She definitely has a head start.
I'm working on it.
Following at number 46 is Canadian artist Scott Morgan's latest LP as Lossal, entitled Sea Island. Toronto five-piece Highs have reissued their self-titled EP, and it finds home at number 43. At number 39, Alien Lake is the latest from Vancouver's Johnny DeCourcy. Beach Station Blues 3 is the new installment in Real Love's annual compilation series, featuring this time 14 Winnipeg groups. Coming in at number 37 is Ty Siegel. He continues his prolific nature with an album collecting lots of singles from the last couple of years, which is entitled Singles 2, aptly.
Well, there you go.
With the dollar sign, actually, I believe, and there's dollar bills on the album, but that's not... They don't have that stylized that way on our list, so it may not be the case. I could just be making it up, but I think that's the case. And we close out the Lowdown at number 24 with the fourth album from New York's Parquet Court, recorded over 2 weeks on 4-track tape and entitled Content Nausea.
All right, so here's how it goes. How long does a song have to be to actually be considered a song?
According to who?
I don't know. According to the industry. According to setting a record. So she's doing 20, I'll do 21. How many?
Well, technically, according to, I guess anything can, this is a subject of much debate.
Is it?
According to the CRTC, a song has to be over a minute long. But that's,
because what if I just did, there you go. That's, is that a song? Like, what if I just scat the entire album? All of them. As long as they're unique in their own way.
Maybe rethink your career path.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to the drawing board. I got it right behind me here. I'll go back to that, and
I've seen your drawing too.
You can let them know what's coming up next, because of course we have only 3 tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and Brian will let you know what's coming in at number 3 while I continue to work on my marvelous songs.
You're going to hear from Death From Above 1979 from The Physical World at number 3, up one spot this week. Here is Gemini.
Sometimes she's mean, but she's
Earshot 20. Number 2.
What we've chosen, I can only do so much to get something.
It's the Earshot 20.
For 9 weeks running at number one, sitting still this week, it's Caribou with Our Love. That was a track called Back Home. Sitting still at number two, Ryan Hemsworth from Alone for the First Time. You heard Hurt Me. And starting off that set was Gemini from Death From Above 1979 from The Physical World. Their latest at number three, up one spot.
There you have it. The top 20 complete for another week. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. Brian Cleveland and Anthony Emmon with you. And we do this every week. Count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast from local 107.3 FM, the St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You could be listening to us a couple other ways. Radio4all.net, that's radio4all.net if you're downloading the program, or podcasting us through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And tune in next week as it is our final episode of 2014. We'll have one more countdown for you before the new year when we do the top 20 of 2014. Stick around right now. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.